Yeah, we've been getting rain when we need it so far.
I understand.
I'll stand and say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Jeff.
Morning. I had a couple things this morning, but Ed Myers from Smart Lock was supposed to be up here, the energy savings guy, but he's not here, so that was going to be the one important thing. The other important thing is I've got the agreement for RC Engineers for the exterior repairs. It's the same paper that I sent to everybody.
Right. Okay.
This one just has a signature block on the second page. I think I just need one signature, your signature, and then the other one can be a copy.
Did that gentleman think he could save quite a bit of money on the energy? Yeah,
I sent him utility bills for the last 4 years, and I sent him all of our lighting inventory so he could see what we're using here in the Justice Center. And he said that he sees a lot of room for improvement. Since it doesn't, the plan itself doesn't cost us anything, that's what he was going to put together. I think that's what he was going to come here and explain to you guys this morning, but he didn't make it. So.
Estimated cost for that is $700,000.
Mm-hmm. That's the number that was used. Remember all those numbers I gave you and how it came to that big number at the end? That's this portion of it. You guys had already given the permission to do this, and the council has already agreed to fund it, so we're golden. And that number could vary a little bit depending on the bidding process. Right. It could go down a little bit, it could go up a little bit. But that's what he's expecting.
Okay. And we already voted on that, so.
Yeah, you might have to make a motion to sign it. So. We need to make a motion to sign these.
I don't think you need to, you've already approved it.
Okay. You want one of these back and we'll give the other one to Laura?
That's fine.
So this work will start the first of next year, correct?
Yes. Yes. We're looking at this at springtime, so.
How are they coming on the roof?
That hasn't started yet. The checks have to be cut first for me to give them the 50% down in order to do that. So that's on hold until that. And then the elevator over here, we're probably still 2 weeks out from getting it repaired. And the one at the annex building, they should be picking up the motor over there in time. They might have even been here already this morning, I don't know. So, but that's all I've got.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Judge?
I talked with Jeff about this because of the OSHA complaints, which included the courtroom. I guess he had to respond to that, and the remedy in the courtroom was basically to block off the whole courtroom with sheriff's tape. Well, I've got a major jury trial coming up in 1 month from today. So I'm proposing with him to knock down the loose paint and reopen the courtroom for the jury trial, keep the rest of it on the north wall, because realistically, he said he's got that in his budget for next year. And I've got $16,000 worth of court reporting equipment sitting since the end of last year. So we're going to go ahead and move it in, and I'm going to move the old court reporting equipment within the month, because we're going on e-file into the sheriff's department, because we're having numerous people now with ADA problems without an elevator, and then when it goes down for a period of time to actually replace it, we've got to go somewhere and do their hearing somewhere else. And I've been trying to take a portable tape recorder down to the basement, sit in the hall, and the last one we did, she said she's going to turn us into Joe Donnelly for doing that, because it just was not a proper place for that. It was hot, miserable. She got up in the middle of the hearing and left. So it's sort of a mess. So the sheriff said I could use his conference room for hearings on the old system, and it'll be old there for other things, for prisoners and so forth. So that's the place for it to go. So that's my plan. I just wanted to run it by you all.
She going to be happy with that?
Who?
You're the one who got it walked out on you.
Well, no, she's not happy. She's probably turned us into Joe Donnelly. But, you know, we got through the hearing, but I'm not going to speak about the merits of the hearing, but, you know, that's the best we could do, set up tables, and it was a miserable hot day down there that day. And just not an appropriate place to have a hearing on for the tape recorder at all. So, but we'll have to do something for that 6 months if the elevator is down, being reconstructed for a period of time. We got to have a place to do the ADA compliant hearing. So, but I got to reopen it within a month, and so we're going to try to get the court reporting equipment in here within but sort of that depends in part on your IT person. Are you close to hiring an IT person?
Well, we were until I guess we got asked to delay it for another 2 weeks yet until they can respond to one other company that had talked to us. So.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I won't ask
you. Willie said he'd do anything we needed.
Okay. All right.
So yes. Willie's been real good to us. So.
Okay. All right. So he'll probably be part of that process of moving stuff in and trying to get that organized. But I didn't want to violate any OSHA stuff by knocking down that paint. So I guess Jeff will let us know if he thinks that's okay.
All right. The OSHA just was over dangerous as long as there's nothing.
Right.
Dangerous.
Hopefully. Right. So, yeah.
Jeff just gave the thumbs up.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And people are complaining because the police tape is not in Spanish and Braille, too. So the quicker we get the tape down, the better we are.
Thanks, Judge.
I'll leave that to the county.
Jeff, you want to come? You got him with you while he's right here.
Commissioners, I apologize. I missed 14. Thank you. Wait a minute. Here with Jeff, he invited me out, and I spoke to you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Sir. So why I'm here, my name's Ed Myers. I'm with SmartWatt, and I've been talking with Jeff about looking at some of the facilities, looking at ways to reduce costs. My company is certified with the state of Indiana to perform guaranteed energy savings contracts, which is part of the legislation for the state of Indiana. Basically, what the legislation calls for is the savings that are generated by the improvements will pay for those improvements. As an example, with lighting, the improvements in the lighting and reduction in costs and maintenance associated with the current lighting will pay for the project over time, so that the savings does pay for that project. In that case, you would utilize what is called a performance contract, in which you would enter into a program. And basically, the process is we've started the process with Jeff in collecting utility bills and some floor plans. And the next step would be for you folks to approve my company, in particular myself, to perform what we call a preliminary feasibility assessment of all the facilities and look at ways to match some of the challenges that the county has in terms of costs and older equipment in conjunction with Jeff. So what I'm here today is to kind of give you a real high level overview of the program and answer any questions that you may have. I've prepared some documentation for you folks to review. We've really taken the first step in the process with Jeff. The one thing I haven't done, nor has my energy engineer done, is walk the facilities. And in order to do that, and I think Jeff's interested in looking at that and making that happen, we spoke to you, one of my associates spoke to you, and I think they explained the program kind of the way I just did, very high level. And you agreed that there's some potential, and you'd like to look at ways to upgrade infrastructure within the county. The courthouse, as an example, we would not only look at lighting, but also we'd look at the heating and air conditioning. I know Jeff has expressed an opportunity or potential of what we call a building automation system, perhaps through the county facilities, so he's not running around adjusting temperatures. It would save him time, gain him access from one location to all of the facilities, not only to monitor temperature and running run times of the equipment, but also adjust those temperatures. I've worked closely with the custodians at each one of the facilities. Really, the benefit is upgrading the infrastructure, saving money at the same time, allows you to pay for it over time with a municipal lease. I think one of the nice items associated with that, it does not constitute debt. So it won't become part of your debt incurred. You can pay for it as you wish, most likely out of the capital project fund. I would think that would wouldn't be one of the items that you'd want to consider. So with that being said, again, that's a brief summary. And I know Jeff and I've spoken. He sent me the information that we can initially review.
Is there any cost associated with the assessment portion?
Oh, no. No, there isn't.
So basically, they're going to come in here, tell us where we can save money, how we can save money, and then after that, that's when you guys decide if it's a good plan to follow or not. This is, energy savings has been something that we've looked at for the past 3 or 4 years, but we've never actually done it. This is an opportunity to not only upgrade the buildings that we're in, it'll pay for itself, and then after it's done paying for itself, then we're going to be that much further ahead. So
sounds like a win-win situation.
It really is.
Yes, sir. It really is. And that, and not to interrupt, but that's what the legislation was designed for, to work with public entities. Just quick history, legislation was approved in 1994, primarily for schools, K-12, public schools, public K-12 schools. Was very successful in terms of upgrading the facilities, reducing costs, not only energy costs, but if you think about it, preventing maintenance, whether you're bringing folks from the outside or Jeff's time too and his staff's time. And like I said, it was so successful they expanded it to city, towns, and county governments. And then a couple of years later they extended it to libraries. So it's been a really good process. A lot of folks have taken advantage of it throughout the state, both counties, cities, and towns, and libraries too. Of course, the libraries don't have quite the infrastructure that the county does, but very similar project scopes associated with that.
Do you have any questions on it? Kevin?
You said something about municipal lease, so exactly. And so depending on what you figure out we need to do, then the idea, I guess, is that we can do the work, sign a contract with you that says we'll pay X amount over 5 years. The idea being that our utility bills are going to drop during that period of time.
We
pay the same fixed amount that we're paying for the next 5 years, and then every 5 years, we've got a new infrastructure and our bills drop, right? Is that kind of the idea?
Well, the bills drop first year.
We're paying you to pay the material and the...
That's correct. Now, you had a very good question about the municipal lease.
Yeah.
We don't provide the lease itself. You would work with a third-party financial institute.
So we borrow the money.
Yes. Yes. It's part of the lease, which...
All right. And we lease the until, okay. Lease to own kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. The interest rates are real good right now, as you're aware. Are you the attorney?
Oh, yes.
Well, I can get you all the information as far as the legislation and how the contracts are written.
All right.
I'd love to work with you on that, because that's going to be, as we move forward, a real important component of moving forward.
Jeff, just send me your information. I'll contact you.
Okay.
Email to me.
Yeah. And any questions, love to answer them. But you throughout the process, are going to be integral to advising the commissioners as to what the best steps would be.
Okay.
If you've got a local institution that you'd like to work with, that would certainly be an opportunity.
Get a couple of these government loans, I know.
Sure. And they're familiar, so.
Right.
Not to dominate the conversation, but I'll grab one of your cards before we...
I don't think I have one on me, but that's why I said maybe Jeff gets some here.
Oh, we'll take care of that.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. So, in order to work with Jeff moving forward, as he said, there is no cost associated with the initial step. A couple reasons for that. We want to be efficient with your time and your staff's time and our staff's time, too. So if we come away with a good project, if you will, then there would be a request for qualification. Whoever you would select, it doesn't have to be SmartLot, although we would certainly push for that, then would enter into what we call an investment grade audit after you've selected the firm.
I have no other questions. Thanks.
Jenny, thank you for coming.
I've got information. Let me ask you this. Do you have to make a motion to move forward with the preliminary facility assessment?
I mean, you might as well. I mean, it doesn't cost any money. But
yeah, you're just looking over. It's not going to cost us anything.
It isn't. What I can do with the motion and the approval is take it back to my staff, and they say, okay, they're committed to the first step, and I can get folks down here. Because we've already done the first step is collected utility bills. We'll spend a day with Jeff, including our energy and lighting engineer. So let me give you an idea of what that would entail. There's no cost. No. Our goal is to use people's time efficiently and then move forward and eventually do a project for you. That's our goal in the long term.
I think we ought to go ahead if they want to come in. I'll make a motion that we have them come in and go through this.
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Super. I look forward to working with you folks. Sorry I was a few minutes late.
You're fine.
I missed 14.
Do you have a business card?
Yes, ma'am. I sure do. And I'll give you all business cards. I will give you the documentation, and you can share it. I brought 5 copies, so we can get that distributed to everybody.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll get you a little bit of on that.
Super. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Appreciate you putting me on the agenda. I'll give you a business card if you have any questions.
anything along those lines. We'll get everybody copied on this documentation. Give you a hard copy, and I've taken up enough of your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great fourth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nathan? Morning.
A couple of quick things. First one, I know you guys have this decision with the hog farm that you're going to have to be making eventually. As Jerry, I don't know if Jerry was looking at this, as Jerry knows from some of the internal emails of the Planning Commission, after the Planning Commission had made its decision, and there have been some questions about what standards they actually should be using to make the decision. Doug, Chance, and I are starting to work on tweaking the process that the Planning Commission and staff go through to make sure that when they're making decisions like this, they are using the criteria that they're supposed to be using. So along those lines, since that really hasn't happened in the past, with your okay, I'm going to get with those gentlemen and nothing especially long, but go through those points in the code and maybe prepare a report so that when you do make your decision, whether you say yes or no, when somebody wants to call you out on why you made the decision, at least you have a paper trail on what helped you to make that decision. And, they're only 5 or 6 points, so it'll only be like a paragraph or two tops, but it'll just be, does it do this or this based on that line? So if you want us to do that, and like I said, that wouldn't take a whole lot of time, but it would give you something to go by in making your decision.
I think that's a good idea. We'll email it to them.
And then we're going to try to start making sure that those questions specifically are addressed every time the Planning Commission gets whether it's something as controversial as a hog farm or something as small as changing a corner lot from a residential to a commercial so somebody could put a convenience store in or something like that. So anytime that we're just following those standards a little bit better. And the only other thing, kind of a follow-up from our meeting with the gentleman with the proposed West Side project. I have met with them again in another group meeting, and I'm putting them in contact with a couple of individuals. I will be reaching out to the gentleman on the West Side this week or next week to see how these, but we are moving along with that. But what I wanted to bring up to you, I don't know where Laura stands with some of the budgeting for next year already, but this is something I had mentioned. That Fund 1185, which is our jail lease rental fund. Currently, when the annual payment is made on the jail bond, 50% of it comes from this Fund 1185.
Right.
50% comes from CEDIT. And CEDIT, theoretically, is what would be used if we were to move forward with purchasing some or all of the land on the west side or implementing infrastructure, that sort of thing. As you can see, near the top of this, at the end of last year, that jail lease fund had a surplus of $250,000. And this is just because the way it's funded, part of it is property taxes, part of it is excise tax, what's been coming in, and it shows you the percentage over has historically always been at least a little bit more than what the annual obligation has been. In 2011, it was only 4.5% above, but this year, last year, you're talking 25% above, and so it's built a little bit of a surplus. The numbers I've given down below are hypotheticals because I do not yet have access to the actual payment schedule. But what I'm proposing or asking you to consider is that in making the budget for 2018, we look at, instead of that 50-50 budget, putting more of the burden on this 1185 while we got this surplus. Because eventually, it's either going to have to zero out or be shifted into another fund once there is no longer a jail lease payment to be made, which is, I think, after 2021. And so rather than just collecting the surplus and building it and building it and then zeroing it out then, and you can see my numbers, they do always leave a little bit in there because the fund is filled in 2 installments, in June and in December. So we just got the first 160-some thousand and then the payment will be made, but then there will be another $167,000 until the end of the year. So working on historic numbers, again, since I don't have that schedule yet, I just want next year $260,000 as a standard payment split between the two, but shifting some of that CEDIC burden over to the 1185 so that next year we've got a little bit more cushion in that CEDIC if we are ready to do something.
Did them guys talk to the railroad or not? Or
not yet. They haven't yet. Not yet. I'm going to be putting them in touch with White County, because they have that. I've got some contact information for them down there. And I've got, at least I have the name for the industrial development person at the railroad. I don't know if that's the right person I need to talk to, but that's the person whose contact I have. And we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question? Has the firm date been established as far as when it defaults to the Planning Commission's yay vote?
Have you guys
been able to vote on it?
It's somewhere on August 24th. Whatever the second meeting, commissioners meeting in August is the last regularly scheduled meeting when the commissioners can make that decision.
Anything else?
No.
I thought the only thing I had was, you know, with them guys that never contacted the railroad.
I don't believe that they have yet, but I will be pushing them, because that's obviously something they're going to have to do.
Yeah, they have to know up front, I would think, before.
All right.
Well, have a good tour.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, Nathan.
And Doug and I will get working on that and get that to you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Harry?
Morning.
I got copies for everybody. I guess you need to sign one. I think it's in like blue ink. So we got one for
us. Blue, you said?
I think so. This is so we can proceed on that community crossings grant.
So how much of that, what you got left, is there you going to use? You got to have.
We've got.
$1,104,000, $3,000.
We've kind of used it for a nest egg. We wanted to spread it out over 3 years, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So.
Now that is in your budget, right? I mean, it's in your.
It's in that low special distribution fund.
Yes.
That's where everybody.
Get people mixed up on.
I can't help but
feel.
Pardon me?
Do you know what the fund number is?
No, I do not.
Special distribution.
I can get you that.
I can get it.
Because we turned it in on our budget, I guess. It was.
I can get it. I just want to know if you have it.
No, I do not have it.
Okay. Well, do you want that in the thing before we sign it?
In this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Then you guys have to have this signed.
This is just signing the show. We've got your approval for our fourth of the money. The bottom line is it has to be turned in by July 14th.
Okay.
So this is just getting the wheels. We don't even know if it'll be accepted or not. I guess this is just to show that we can cover our fourth of it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So she's got to turn it in, and then it's got to be in by the 14th, and I think it's the end of August or 1st of September before we find out whether. Last year it was 50-50 grant. This year it's 75-25. So, you know, we're a small county, so it's a break for us. What is it, over 50,000 population? I think it jumps to 50-50, so it's a good thing. And I don't know if you guys know, these are the roads we're actually talking about.
I think you had them on that paper.
I don't know, Jessica sent an email out to you last week. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. I don't know, but.
The only one I got was this one.
You can have one of them if you want. It opens up basically a $1 million worth of road projects for $250,000. So
Well, I'll make a motion to move ahead with the community crossings matching grants.
I'll second. Got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
This is a good thing for us. And basically, the way they've told us, it could be an ongoing thing for years to come. So we can get some road work done.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Any other questions, Kenny? The loader came this morning, and the grader's going.
Running?
In. Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. You want one for your thing?
I want that one. The one you
signed. Want this one. Well, yeah. We need one for
Jerry's.
I thought I passed them all. Kenny, that's just your copy. You do with it.
Well, she'll need one.
Okay. Go ahead, then. That way, Jessica can get the wheels turning on this thing, I guess. Like I say, we won't know probably till the Labor Day whether we get accepted or not. So,
will you be able to use it this year?
Hopefully, weather permitting. You know where I'm getting at.
Oh.
We've checked into 3 or 4 contractors, I guess.
Oh, let me see here. If you want to let Laura sign that on there on the bottom of that. On your paper. You want to go ahead and sign that for that?
Oh, I just put it on there.
What's going on there?
We don't know. Hopefully we can get it done this fall, but it'll be later on in the fall. The 1st of September, kind of. It's similar to what we've done in the streets in Plaski and Star City. We actually put
now
it
on. Now, if you don't use it, can you carry it over to next year?
Yeah, so as long as it's a project in process, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Good. So, yeah.
So if you don't get it done,
it just rolls over into next year's. Okay. The bottom line is the contractors are busier than heck because everybody's got a little bit of this they're trying to spend. And, well, there's a lot of roads that need to be repaired. So, all right.
Yep.
Anything else, guys?
I don't have nothing.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good 4th.
You too.
Kristen.
I don't know how much you're aware of the Plaski County Farmers Market, but we are 501c3. We set up this season in Winnemac at the train depot on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Saturdays from 8 to noon. Setup can technically start at 7 and tear down has to be done by 1. Typically, setup doesn't start till 7:30 and we're usually out of there by 12:15. We've had a lot of pressure from our vendors. And our board agrees that they'd like to move it closer to the highway, just for sales. And we were wondering, we're going to request permission to use the sidewalks around the courthouse, specifically the north sidewalk. We would also, we have to talk to the town about it as well, but for anybody that has a tent, we would probably need, because of the width of the tent, to block off parking spaces in front of the sidewalk as needed. Not just blanket, cut them off for no reason at all, but if somebody were to have a tent and there wasn't enough room for a customer to walk in between the tent and the road, to block off the parking spot as well.
What about the liability?
We have, I attached with the agenda a certificate of liability insurance we get through the Indiana Farmer Fairs and Festivals Association, specifically for Farmers Market, and that's up to $1 million policy that we have currently.
So have you talked to the town yet?
I have brought it up to them, but I have not formally requested permission to block off the parking spots or anything like that yet.
You haven't done it?
Well, it's on Saturday, so there's no business being right. Done here. So
no courthouse. And
yeah, no courthouse. The sidewalks in is county, and anything outside of that is town, as you probably already know.
I have no problem with it. It's, as long as you get to, you know, the town to agree to it.
Okay.
Saying I don't think about it.
All right.
You have our permission.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Sheriff?
Not yet.
Probably the shortest report you'll have. I'm not as long-winded as Jeff.
Huh? Yes, you are. I've heard you talk before.
All right. Jeff is in training right now. He'll be back tonight. He's been gone for a little while. I'm out west, Sheriff's Association thing. A couple things you want me to bring up. I think you guys approved taking the RV out.
It's already out there.
Yeah,
we took it out. I told them, take all the signs off.
Yep.
Of it.
Yeah.
Now, what about the title?
That was the question we had, because Gary said we had the title, and Jeff said that possibly the auditor had it. So.
Stuff in the auditor's office.
Okay.
Okay, now you're going to put a reserve on it, or you're just going to sell it?
I guess that's up to you guys. It's your...
Oh, no, it ain't ours. It's up, well, I
mean, well, that'll be up to the sheriff then.
Yeah, up to the sheriff what he wants.
I think it was a donated item, yeah. So I don't think there's much cost on this.
Donated it.
Yeah, and you're right, all the...
I took all the emblems. I told Jeff that day, he talked to me, to take all the emblems off of it.
Yeah, they did. And I'll mention that to Jeff about a reserve on it, because I never thought about that. It made a big dent over there in the parking lot, I know that, so I think he's happy to have that out there.
Now, is there something on there that runs all the time or runs every once in a while? You might want to go out and check it, because the other day when I was there, you could hear something was like or something on there that was...
Well, I know Steven...
Couldn't figure out what was...
Took all the equipment out of there, so there shouldn't be anything in there unless he left a switch on or something.
Well, you might want to have him check it. I don't know whoever had to tear him apart to have that checked.
Is it a motor?
It sounds like a fuel pump or something running, but it don't run all the time.
Well, I don't know what that would be. I'll ask him. I know he spent some time getting it started because it hadn't been ran for so long, so it took him a while to get that going. Jeff wanted me to give you guys, I guess there were some pay corrections.
Okay.
Yeah, did you get one, Kevin?
Yeah, I've got an email of it.
And that one, and then this one.
All right.
If you guys have any questions about that, I don't know if I can answer them, but I'll try to. Give you a minute to look at it.
Well, this was all over that.
It was the overtime stuff.
Yeah.
Hours, something, is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, I've sent a lot of emails about that.
Yeah.
Well, they near what they thought then, right?
No. Yeah, it was drastically.
Way less.
Yeah. Okay. There's one on there that they'd had that there was even a zero balance for them, so. Or well, 1 year, I guess, is all that was. Yeah, compared to what it was, it's way down. I think the total was less than one of them would have been.
That's what I said. It's way down from what.
So, and that's about all the information I have on that. Business as usual in the summertime, vacations and training and everything. I think a lot of them are getting back from that. We got a booth out the fair. It's pretty short. If you guys have any questions for me, I can try and answer them for you. But that's basically what Jeff wanted me to tell you. Like I said, he'll be back tonight. He'll be back to work Wednesday. So.
Yeah. Well, the sheriff asked whether this should be run through as a claim. I said just submit it as payroll. It's just a little late, but just submit it and have it run through payroll. So.
In case I'm asked, when will that be on there?
They won't be on there this time, so it'll be.
I told Carrie to submit it. Regular payroll. I don't know when
she's
going to be.
Maybe a couple weeks.
Submit it as payroll.
Maybe the next payroll.
Just regular.
Get the money in there and pay it.
Okay.
Already.
Just regular payroll. Okay. All right. No questions. I'm finished. All right.
Well, you're short.
I told you I would be. I'm not long-winded with you.
Have any comments from the public before we go on to old business? Yeah, they're going to advertise it on there.
I was going to say, wait for Jeff to get back. There's some old trailers back here.
We got
to
have it into the 13th. The deadline will be the 12th, so it's going to be advertised.
It's going to be 2 weeks in the paper, I guess. What I'm trying to say is, if we can find the titles for the trailers out there, maybe they can put that on there with that RV thing. Does that make sense?
If he wants to sell him, I ask him.
Which trailer are you talking about? Behind trailers.
No, them little army trailers.
They're just basically like a pickup.
Oh, just a regular open trailer?
And then we got that big flatbed trailer out there too.
That's right.
Trailer. we can get rid of that stuff. The only reason I'm bringing this up is when you do the advertising, it costs money. The bottom line, if you combine it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We don't get no money out of it anyway. It's the sheriff's department, not who the sheriff is, the other. And we can get rid of some of that stuff. I know Jeff isn't here. Supposedly the titles aren't at the auditor's office, I guess, for the military vehicles. That's why we need to try to find the titles.
They are there.
They aren't.
I don't think they have titles.
Pardon me?
I don't think we ever got titles.
Yes, we did. Jeff's applied for them, and I've actually seen them. We've got some of the vehicles.
So Jeff would have them?
Yeah, somewhere.
Well, Carol, he can vouch for this. We had trouble with the one.
Right.
We sold it. They sold it at the auction, and then it took them about 6 months to get the title.
Jeff keeps applying, and he gets in the trickle-down effect, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We can do it for some of the vehicles we've got. One of getting that piece of trailers are set back here 3 or 4 years, and they're not doing anything. We can find titles for them. Why not sell them with the RV thing?
Call in tomorrow and you can find all those. So I don't think that's a problem. We just need to find that one for the RV.
We probably need to find the title before we go ahead and advertise any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's no sense in advertising, we don't have a title.
For the military, for any of
For any of that stuff. Yeah. If you don't have a title like for that RV, if you can't find it, there's no sense in putting an advertisement.
Give us more room.
All right, any more comment? We're going on to old business. IT position, I think we're going to
wait 2 weeks.
We're going to table it for 2 weeks. We got another party that has got some more information we need to collect on there, and our spokesperson is going to talk to them, and then we'll make a decision in 2 weeks. All right, health insurance. I've looked through all of them. How about you, Jerry?
Looked through all of them, talked to the majority of the county workers. For the most part, they seem fairly satisfied with our current carrier.
The ones I talked to were all except maybe one I had that was disgruntled. Kevin, you any comment? You looked through them all too?
Yeah, as much information as I had, I looked at it, yeah.
Well, after reviewing all the information, I'll make a motion to renew the same health carrier we have now.
And I'll second that. I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We'll keep our current insurance provider. Next on the list is a Star City Sewer Board appointment. We had, you said, a guy resign from the sewer department. They have no recommendation. What we're asking, anybody that would like to be on the Star City Sewer Board, contact the auditor's office. Joe? You come to the meetings, you might as well be a. The time capsule thing, them papers was already signed. That's going to be. All right, conference quests. I guess we don't have any. I've read the minutes from the June 19th meeting. Gary?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we sign and approve the minutes for the June 19th, 2017 meeting.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye. Aye.
Okay.
Motion carried. I went through the payroll and claims.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll claims as presented.
I'll second that motion. Got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried. Do we have any comment from the public? If we have no other comment, the next meeting will be Monday, the 17th of July at 8 o'clock in the morning. Or do you have anything?
No, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I got a motion to adjourn the meeting. I'll second that. Motion second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.